the Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Is Santa here? Is that you, Santa?
Well, this is Dylan. You are gonna freak out in a second.
Why? Why? Why?
Picture was sent to the Pepper and Dylan Instagram, direct messaged, DM'd. Okay. Somebody slid into our DMs and sent a picture. You are not going to be happy about this.
Why? What?
Okay, you ready to get mad?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just open
up
the photo.
Well, no, I'm not ready to get mad, but what is it?
I don't know if you're going to like this at all. Somebody messaged and said, took a picture and said, share this with Dylan.
What was it?
So they were on their television. So the picture is just of their guide on the television.
Okay.
Right? And you press guide and it shows what all the channels have.
Yeah.
And they scroll down. Now, I don't know if they're Shaw. I don't know if they're TELUS. I don't know how they're getting TV. Okay?
Okay.
But apparently on one of the services, on channel 395. I don't know if I want to tell him this. Robbie, did you see this?
No, I didn't.
Come around here and look at this picture before we tell Dylan and see if what Dylan's reaction might be like here. Because I don't know if I want to tell him what's on channel 395 on either TELUS or Shaw.
Oh, no.
Do you see that, Robbie? Yeah, I don't know. Should we tell him? Should we? I don't know if we should tell him or not. Dylan, on channel 395.
Is it an all Caillou network?
It's a 24/7 Caillou channel. Yes,
no,
it is.
It's not. Yes, it is. Why would they do that?
24/7 of Caillou on channel 395, someone sent it.
I just want to know, in this world of canceled culture, how we haven't canceled him completely.
Because I think by trying to cancel an animated child, you should be canceled, not the child should be canceled. What? But I agree with you. Not many people like Caillou.
There's not a person. I was talking to a five-year-old the other day. We were just hanging, right? And it was me and him. And
care to share more details, or just keep going, keep on moving?
No. It was my friend's son.
Okay.
And we were hanging, and I stopped everything for a second, and I said, "Hey, what do you think of the Caillou?"
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even know who Caillou was because his parents respected him. Okay. That's why.
They wouldn't let him watch it. They wouldn't expose him to Caillou.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think we have to cancel Caillou altogether. Seriously, if you don't want to cancel Caillou.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, text, because I bet you we'll get zero texts. Zero texts for that little bugger.
You think it's going to be unanimous that people dislike the Caillou show?
There's not a single person that likes Caillou.
Well, there's got to be somebody. They have a 24/7 Caillou network on TV.
That's when you give up on your kids. You just say,
you just sit them in front of it and
let
say,
"Let Caillou handle it from
anymore.
Here on out." Yes. No, it's the worst. Honestly, I've never seen anything whinier besides me, and it's close. I'm like adult Caillou. But let's get rid of that little guy. No one needs it. I just remember from when I was younger watching this guy on the television thinking, oh, this is a fun little Canadian show. No, it's not. No, it is not at all. Why would they do 24 hours of this?
It's available. I don't know why it's there, but it is available.
There's no 24 hours of Garfield. There's no 24 hours of like a lot Flintstones, like anything.
It's just a continual loop. Maybe it's for torturing. Maybe that's what it's there for. Maybe it's for punishing your children if they act out. They have to sit and watch 24 hours worth of Caillou, and that's why it's
Someone just texted, it's a punishment channel. When you're on timeout, you just go and watch Caillou. You think you're going to win.
Oh, that would be hell.
I have never met somebody without children who hates Caillou as much as you do.
I do. And I don't know why. Like, I was thinking about it the other day when I started talking to that kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about, why do I hate it so much? But I do.
Like there's not a lot of Caillou in your life. You don't have kids.
I know.
You don't even have television. You don't need to be around Caillou, but you get so angry about Caillou.
But I was when I was younger. I saw it. I did. I watched a little bit of Caillou. Not like when I was supposed to, like after the fact. And I just thought, what are they doing? They're poisoning us right now. The Sesame Street wouldn't do this to
us. He's a whiny kid.
He's the worst kid, though. Like, everything's a problem. Like, tiny shoes. Oh, my God, I can't tie my shoes. Listen, you're four. Move on. You'll be okay.
Put some slip-ons on, some Velcro. Shut up.
Go to the park and have fun. Oh, my God, the slide's so big. Shut up. Oh, my God, there's sand in my underwear. Oh, my goodness. Take out just anything. Get him off the air. Please. Yeah,
everybody's agreeing with you.
Right, not one. You haven't got one text. I'm telling you all
the time. Now we're going to search for somebody who loves Caillou.
Someone who's like, I just can't get enough of Caillou. I just want all my kids to be just like him.
Adult or kids that love Caillou. What do you have, Robbie?
Oh, no, me and my aunt love Caillou, but now realize he is a little whiny. So at least they're coming around.
Oh, my God, my wagon only has four wheels. Shut up, Caillou. Of course it does.
Well, we got what we thought we would by me telling you Channel 395 is a 24/7 Caillou network.
Right?
That's exactly what we expected. Yep.
Listen up.
The Pepper and Dylan Show
on KISS.
Is my favorite show that's on the radio. I like Pepper and Dylan. They are are my number one. Each day they're having fun. Wake up with Pepper and Dylan. I always tune in every day. I never know what those guys will say. Waking up is really tough, but they make it not so rough. I love Pepper and Dylan. Dylan.
Why that's is that us. In there?
Nope. If you didn't know, that's the theme to Caillou, which Caillou, the animated character that makes everybody's blood boil. Dylan got angry earlier this morning when it was revealed to him that Channel 395, I don't know if it's Shaw, I don't know if it's Telus, but Channel 395 is a 24/7 Caillou channel.
How can that be?
It's Caillou all day, every day.
Yeah, why? Put the Muppets on for 24 hours a day.
Dream come true, that would be. Now, you said there
Winnie
is...
Winnie the Pooh, put that on. What are you putting Caillou on?
No way on God's green earth that we will find anybody that enjoys Caillou.
No. That's my challenge.
I now introduce you, Dylan, to Nav.
What do you mean, Nav? Nav, who's Nav?
Good morning, Nav.
Good morning.
Nav, you don't like Caillou, do you?
I don't mind it, actually. I don't know why people hate him so much. Like, I guess he's a little whiny, but...
What do you mean, a little whiny? He's the worst. He's intolerable.
It's a funny show, though. It's good. I like it.
It's good? Good? Describe good. What? Good?
It's entertaining.
To whom?
And to me.
Why do you...
People who like drama.
Nav likes Caillou.
To people who like drama, yeah. Oh, ma'am, I can't get my socks on.
It's a big struggle for a young child to get socks on, Dylan.
He doesn't need to cry about it.
That's true.
I can't believe you're the one that likes him.
You don't know what's going on
and,
at Caillou.
And my aunt.
Your aunt, too?
Yeah.
You and your aunt would sit and watch Caillou and just love every second of it?
Yep.
I mean, we heard earlier from somebody who kicked her kid out of the house because they wanted to watch Caillou.
Yeah.
Oh. He ran away from home because her mom she wouldn't let him watch Caillou.
So cute.
He came back and apologized, though.
That wasn't us. We'd sit and watch it.
He's so whiny, but also, if you've ever watched Caillou and put in some time, he's dumb.
Well, he's five. He's learning his world. It's expanding.
But, like, he's got these long pauses before he speaks.
Well, it's so the kids watching can absorb it. It's not...
Oh, my God, is he slow. It's a real... Oh, my God.
Robbie, can you find the ratings for the Caillou 24/7 channel?
Zero!
Let's see how many people are watching that. So, Dylan, we have found the one person who likes Caillou.
Nav,
you said we never would.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that you would like such junk and listen to this show.
Well, I think that might be part of the problem. That kind of might be it. We're about that level, I think, aren't we?
Mom, I can't ride my bike! This little punk-ass...
I love you, Nav. Thank you very much.
No problem.
See you later. Somebody says, Dylan, you look a bit like Caillou.
I know, it's a problem.
With your
wow. It's a problem. There's not much I can do about it. Listen, he can't grow hair, nor can I. Oh, man. He's the worst. He is the worst thing ever. I'm telling you, if there was a bus and I was walking beside him,
I would push that little mother.
You can't say that.
Why? I'm not making it up.
You know that the voice of Caillou died in a horrible car accident, right?
No. Yes, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't understand how there's a 24-hour station on him.
Reruns, man.
Oh, my God.
Caillou will live on forever in the memory of the voice of Caillou. Oh. Yeah, it was several years ago. It was a Quebec voice actor.
Yeah,
actress. I can't remember if
an actress.
It was a girl, right?
I'm pretty sure.
And she died in a horrible car accident. And you're sitting here going, I'd push the animated Caillou in front of a bus.
I didn't say I'd push the woman. The character she created, though, not a problem. I'm serious.
How about just say train?
What? How is that any better?
Anything but better.
All right, we got to get out of here. Let's get out of here.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss.
You know what? Here, let me. Anybody that's in under 17 right now, text 917-917.
What do you want them to text?
Because if you're 17, 16, 15 years old, and you looked over and you saw your friend walk up to his dad or his mom or her dad or her mom or their dad or their mom and hug them and kiss them and say, I love you. Right? Like out in front of the school or when they're dropping you off or at an event. Would you not kind of think, you know, I wish I had that relationship with my parents?
You think that's what they're thinking?
I think so. I think there's nothing more adorable than a
Yeah, kid that loves his parents.
Of course you do.
And
you're a parent.
And shows it, right?
Yeah, as a parent, I think that's what you want. But you, let's go back to 16-year-old.
And I regret it.
You would never have.
I was quite the mama's boy.
But you would have kissed your mom in front of everyone?
Yes, I think I would have.
No, you wouldn't have.
I think I would
have. Get Trudy on the phone right now. I promise you she will tell us different.
Do you want to call my mom right now?
Of course I do. That's okay. What I said. Get her on the phone.
Or do you want to call my son and find out if I kiss him tonight at the football game, what he will do?
I'd like to do both, actually. We have all the time in the world.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll call my mom first.
Three things are going to take a while.
Okay, let's do this right here.
This text says, no, that would be weird, followed up by another one that says, no, that would be weird.
No, I think it's
so many.
I think it's like cute, like... Robbie, if you hugged your sister in the hallways at school when you guys were going to school, you'd never be like, I wish I had that relationship.
Hello,
you would.
Hey, Mom.
Trudy, good morning.
Sorry to bother you. That's
hi.
I just wanted to ask a question because Pepper's trying to give Riley a hard time being 16 years old, not wanting to kiss and or hug him in public in front of his
friends. I'm not giving him a hard time. I'm saying I just kind of feel like that would be a really sweet thing
to
witness.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be sweet, but I'm just saying you at 16, there's not a chance, Trudy, he would have hugged and kissed you in public in front of his friends.
I think I would have.
No, Rob, you wouldn't have. No, I don't think so.
We were close, though, right? I wasn't ashamed
of
being affectionate with you.
Well, yeah, but
No, not in front of your friends.
That's, yeah.
But did I ever make you feel bad? Like, Mom, I don't want to hold hands anymore. Mom, I don't want to hug anymore. Did I ever do that?
No, you didn't. No, no.
You want to know why?
You didn't make me feel bad. I just knew.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe his friends will tease him or something.
My mom pulled away from me, Dylan.
Is that what it
is?
I
still wanted to hug her, but she didn't want to hug me in front of my friends.
I'm not believing it. Oh.
I love you, Mom.
There you go.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Take care. Do
you notice I never get an I love you too from my mom?
Never, ever once.
You guys do, but I don't.
Not once.
All right, you want me to call my son?
Yeah, let's see where he's... Robbie, what are the texts saying?
Oh, the texts are overwhelmingly saying no, dude.
Okay, but that's kids. Parents, I really think that a kid would look at another kid and go, God, what a cool relationship. A kid really, if Riley came with me to the high school football game tonight, I bet you they go, where's my dad to take me?
He's not even going to pick up the phone knowing it's you.
Well, he's probably still sleeping. God knows school started a couple minutes ago. Oh, he might be in class already.
At 8?
I don't know what time school starts. I'm at work.
Hello, Dad.
Hey, where are you right
Riley!
Now?
Riley!
In class.
Oh, geez.
Riley. Way to go.
Sorry, what class?
Father of the year.
What class are you in?
Math.
Math or meth?
Yeah.
I'd rather you in math class than meth class, Riley.
Yes.
Okay, real quick, Riley, if I see you at the football game tonight, can I hug you?
No.
Can he kiss you?
No.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Riley.
Can
back
I do
to
anything?
Work.
Will you acknowledge me at least?
Yes.
Okay, there love you, buddy.
Take care.
Bye.
That's something.
I didn't get a love you too from him
either. No.
He's kind of busy.
Jesus.
He's in class. You should at least know when your son's in class.
What are they doing answering their phones in school?
Well, because he probably thought it was an emergency.
Right? And it was, Dylan.
It wasn't.
Glad we took care of all of that.
Got it done.
We let all the teenagers respond, right? All the kids that are Riley's age there.
Yeah.
Now let's get the adults to respond. How much would you love your kid to hug you or kiss you at a football game in front of his friends?
Okay, perfect.
You'd love it.
Pepper and Dylan. Only on KISS.
Say good morning to Ellen.
Hello, Ellen. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
The show is depressing Ellen this morning.
It's depressing me,
too. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
What's the matter, Ellen? What's happening?
I feel like my kids are only like 9 and 11, but serious anxiety just like almost had to pull over because I was like, oh my God, my kids are going to be in that phase soon. And it's just a little bit depressing. So
yeah, we've been spending some time talking about the fact that I think it's cool to hug your parents in front of your
Me
friends.
Me too.
Right?
I think it's cool.
Yeah,
I think it's cool.
All the kids don't think it's very cool anymore,
that
right?
Cool. But we talked to your mom earlier this morning. We called her, and you didn't think it was cool to do it either.
No, she preemptively didn't hug or kiss me in front of her friends because she didn't want to embarrass me. She didn't let me make that decision on my own. And I would have hugged my mom. I remember holding hands with my dad in the mall.
I hugged my mom just to, like, probably to embarrass her more than myself, but I would hug my mom.
Yeah.
I still hug my mom.
So you're nine. Well, that's the thing. We go through, it's a little hug donut, you see?
It is.
You go through a little bit of hugging, and then you stop hugging, and then you come back to hugging. And you know what? You got to feel bad about that little hole where you weren't hugging.
No.
I want my kids to feel guilt because they weren't hugging and kissing me.
Do you not think you put your kids through enough?
I do. I really do.
Yeah. Do you not?
So 9 and 11, and they're still loving you and still showing affection in front of their friends? Friends?
Yes.
You've got probably a year left with the 11-year-old. Maybe two if they're very affectionate, and you've got, you know, three or four more years with the 9-year-old, and then it's gone, and it'll feel like it never comes back. I'm telling you.
I mean, I'm hoping to call you in 2 years to say you were wrong.
I hope so, too, for your sake. It's very sad.
It is.
We're finding, though, on text message that it is very rare, but it does. There are a couple that make it out unscathed.
There are a few.
Oh, but not many.
I'm like, I'm a cool dad, Dylan.
What part of you is cool?
I'm super cool. I'm open-minded. I chat with him. We have free swear Fridays.
No, don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I learned the hard way we shouldn't do that. You know, like, I'm a pretty cool cat. I'm a cool customer.
When you say you're a cool cat, it just tells me you're not.
Yeah, no, sorry.
That's the other thing you're going to notice, Ellen, too, is that you're not as cool as you think you might be.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yeah, I've already learned that. Yeah.
I'm a cool cat.
I am. I'm one cool dude.
Yes, you are. You're one fly man.
Damn it. All right. Love you, Ellen. You do. Call us back in 2 years.
Love you too, Pepper.
Thank you.
You got one.
When it happens or when it doesn't happen, you call us back and let us know. Either you were right or you were wrong, okay? Any parent can do that, all right?
See, this text says I'm 29 and still hug both my parents, but that's the donut part, right?
Yes. You're back around to doing it, but was there a gap when you didn't? Somebody's using an acronym that I think we should launch as the Pepper and Dylan Show Initiative.
Tell us.
The Hype Program.
It sounds cool. It sounds like one of those cool after-school specials.
Oh. Hug your parents every day. Hype.
That's not bad.
What do you think?
Hype it up. Hype it up.
Yeah. Hey, you kids want to get hyped? Hug your parents every day.
I can't wait to see you
on a
stage.
I could go to assemblies and, you know, we could have little programs about loving your parents.
Who wants to get hype up in here?
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
Be all excited.
I want you to do an assembly. Please and thank you. I want the video from it. Make it happen.
Hugging your parents.
The hype assembly. I want to see.
I could bring my kids. And I could use them and see, like, come on over here, Riley. Robbie, give me a hug.
Come on,
everybody.
Stop them.
Bad idea.
I bet you everybody would applaud.
Yeah, when you left the stage.
So Natalia's on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Dylan, Robbie says this is very cute, and we need to stop for a second.
What's happening?
To say how cute this is. Okay, what's so cute, Natalia?
Well, when, a lot, 2 years ago, my son was only 7, and he was already trying to pull that one on me, and he was trying to tell me that he was too cool to be hugging me because he was in front of his buddies that
at
were
7 years old.
Yeah,
at 7, I was devastated. So I was like, "No way, I'm not having this." I did not grow up hugging and kissing my parents my whole life for you to do this to me.
Yep.
So I just asked his buddies if they hugged their parents, and they're like, "Yeah, we still hug our parents." And he looked at me and he said, "Thank you." He's like, "Thank you, Mom." And now to this day, he still hugs and kisses me and in front of all his buddies, doesn't care what age. Yeah, he just turned out like
tricked him into it.
I'm like, I'm not having it. Yeah, I was not having that. There was no way.
At 7.
Okay, so Dylan, what if I go to this football game tonight? My son's going with his friends. He said he doesn't want to go with me. He's going to be there with his friends, and I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And what if I go to that, and then I see him with his big posse, and I say to him, "Hey, guys, you guys still hug and kiss your parents?"
No.
What's what? She did? And look at it. Turned him around. Why can't I do that?
We'll try it. They'll just
and
say
half of them will be like, "For sure, I love my mom. You bet. Dad's the best."
Oh, boy.
You should. You never know what reaction you'll get.
I'm going to do
it. All want to hug you. You might be that parent that they all want
to
hug.
I'm doing it.
It's something to think about.
Do it. It'll work. And if it doesn't, well, I mean, you tried.
Yes.
Really, what can you do?
Thank you.
Yeah, do it tonight. Yeah,
good
let
advice.
Us know. Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you
yeah.
very much. I love how you manipulate your kids. Yes, you bet.
Yes, that's what you got to do. You're
you
a parent.
All right. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Thanks, Natalia.
Thank you.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
So, Robbie, we have both Christy and Maria on the phone. Is that
yes.
right? Okay, so who do you want to go to here?
Let's go line one because...
That's Christy?
She doesn't believe it's a good idea.
Hey, Christy.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, okay. We're talking about my son, my kids?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to make clear that I wouldn't intentionally embarrass them in front of their friends by going in and going, "Come on, give me a hug. I love you. Kiss me. Come on."
You would.
But I'm saying, I think that as a parent, you really wish they would. Like, I understand that they're embarrassed, but you really wish they would. And you don't know what the big deal is. As you get older, you're like, what's the big deal to love your dad in front of your friends?
Sure.
Right, Christy?
Well, that's not quite what you said earlier, Pepper.
Well, I'd love it if he did it. Like, we're both going to be at the same place tonight supporting a football game that's happening in St. Albert. He's going to be with his friends. I'm going to be myself, and I'm going to see him. And I wish he would run up and go, "Hey, Dad," and give me a big hug.
And a kiss, you
and
said.
A smooch. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's a teenager, and let's be real. I mean, like, at the end of the day, teenagers teenager is a pretty tough age, you know, especially it's a lot going on there.
There's
and
a lot.
It's important to be cool. And so I think, you know what, as a cool parent like you are, you should understand to give them that space and say, you know what, it's cool. Not everything has to be out and about.
I know.
Mean it, right?
I'm not going to push it on him, but I'll tell you. Here's what I'm trying to do, right?
You already talk about how you still cuddle him on the radio. That's probably not
every night. So last night I went to bed early and he was out with his buddies watching a football game at the brew house. Like, my God, he's getting old. And he came home because I said, make sure you come up and say, let me know you're home. Wake me up and let me know you're home.
Yeah.
And we cuddled for a while. And then we were cuddling. And then he goes, okay, Dad, I'm going down to my room. Love you. And he kissed me on the cheek.
I'm curious about
if he can do that with just me and him, why can't he do it in front of hundreds of his friends?
He's probably drunk.
Oh, boy.
You know what? If they want to come up to me, great. If they don't, it's not going to hurt my
family. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I wouldn't intentionally embarrass him. God, no. But I just wish he would.
Just did,
and yeah. I wish kids...
he really did.
wish kids would realize it's not that embarrassing, and there's probably other kids that'd be like, what a cool relationship they have.
Mm. You just have to get over the fact that, you know, it'll be rough 10 years in your life upcoming, but because I would say that I've been through that myself, and now I'm really comfortable hugging my mom and kissing my mom again. Yeah. So there you go.
All right. Thanks, Christy. Have a good morning.
You have a great one. All right.
I just think that we wield great power, Dylan, on this radio show. We can influence the community to do all sorts of things. Robbie, how much did you raise with GoFundMe this year? 35,000.
Something like that, yeah.
Right? What we should do is use that for good and influence kids, you know, junior high and high school kids, that it's cool to hug their parents.
Yeah. Hey kids, I'm Huggy the Hug Bear. It's cool to hug your parents.
You know, something like that. Like a mascot for hugging parents.
Yeah, that always works.
Because what happens? One day it might be too late.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
Think about what can happen. The worst. I don't even want to think about it. But boy, I would have missed that hug.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This text says, Pepper, you're too clingy.
I am. I really am. But here's Maria. Maria agrees with me, Robbie. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I totally do.
Right. So do your kids at their... How old are your kids?
18 and 15.
Okay. So is the 18-year-old back to hugging and kissing you and saying I love you in front of his friends or in front of public?
Well, I think we show like little bits of affection. Doesn't have to be a full-out hug or a full-out kiss. But yeah, you know, whether it's like a quick peck on the cheek or something like see you later or something. I just think it's so important.
It is. And it should go through that awkward, you know, 5-year period of like grade 8 through grade 12 or grade 11, you know? I don't know. I think it's cool. Kids, it's cool to love your parents.
I bet you all of his friends want to hug your wife.
Oh, geez.
Oh, they totally do. Yeah, they do. They do.
See, that's
they absolutely.
What I think.
Right? Why? When we were soliciting her for dating, and a lot of Riley's friends were messaging her on Instagram. It was really awkward.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. There were a couple moms on the volleyball team where they got more hugs than any of my parents ever did from everybody.
We all went through that period, right? Why were we like, oh, my parents, man, I don't like what? It's cool to have great parents.
Because Jeff Clark made fun of me.
What did Jeff Clark do?
Okay,
let's hear the drama. Go ahead with the drama.
Did.
All right.
I remember she used to drop me off at Brentwood Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
There I was. Jeff Clark was crossing the road in front of us. Mm-hmm. My mom leaned in for a kiss. I gave it to her.
Mm-hmm.
I got out. Didn't think much of it because, I don't know, I was just doing what I did all my life.
Mm-hmm. Kiss your mom goodbye.
I walked across that crosswalk as the kids held out those little stop signs to make sure that traffic wasn't going to run me over.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the other side and he said, way to kiss your mom.
And that's the day the love died.
I came home that night and I said, Mom, we can't be doing that anymore.
And it broke her heart.
Probably. Yes. I would imagine that it did, but we didn't kiss after that. Not until we were much older because of Jeff Clark.
Well, remember how distraught and crestfallen I was when my son said, no more singing Mary Had a Little Lamb.
He was like 13.
It was ninth grade. but
God,
every
Pepper.
Night for his entire life, I would sing Mary Had a Little Lamb to him.
Yeah.
And then he just said, out of the blue, it was like a random Tuesday. And he just said, Dad, I don't want Mary Had a Little Lamb anymore.
It makes sense, though.
He's got a Jeff Clark in his life.
He does so sad.
Yeah. This is a really sad segment.
It is. Kids, it's cool to love your parents, okay?
It's
cool to show that you love your parents.
Okay.
And while we're at it, Robbie, it's cool to love your sisters again, okay?
Well, I love them.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
A
I think it's all a ruse, the conditioning. I think shampoo does the same thing.
You think? No, shampoo doesn't do the same thing.
I think it does.
Shampoo's the cleaner, conditioner's the softener.
I think they're getting you.
They're not getting you with conditioner.
Listen, I don't have hair, so I can't really speak.
Exactly.
However, I think they're getting you.
It softens, it glistens, it thickens. It
does all those things. Like you're just reading a commercial to me right
now. No, it does do something, doesn't it?
I don't think so. No, I really don't. I think that why can you have a 2-in-1 and it does both? And then why do you need two
different? But it doesn't do either well.
How do you know?
If you use a 2-in-1, it's because you can't do two things at once.
Well, this is it. But they've been boasting about this for years, and I don't think there's any way to prove it. I really don't think that it's doing anything too spectacular, but you believe it.
Yes, I do believe it. Yeah, I believe that my hair is softer after I use conditioner.
Of course you do.
I know what I want you to believe. I know what my fingers feel when my hair.
You use a 2-in-1 and it doesn't feel good?
No.
Get out of here.
Well, how do they make 2-in-1? Do they just put a bit of shampoo and a bit of conditioner in the bottle and shake it up?
I don't think they're putting anything in any one of these that matter.
You don't?
Why
are you so skeptical of the shampoo and conditioner industry?
Because I believe they've been doing this for years.
So what if you'd had hair? What would you be using? Just a bar of soap in your hair?
No.
That's what Matt LeBlanc did.
Matt LeBlanc
from Friends said.
Yeah. He had some of the best hair ever. Yes. Everyone wanted his hair.
Nice and thick.
He just rubbed a zest in his hair? Soap.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
That's something.
Just bar soap.
It's not a thing. Guys, it's not a thing.
Well, I'm just saying I would use just whatever shampoo, just the regular little shampoo.
You wouldn't have conditioner in your shower at all?
No. I'm there for the smell. That's the only reason I'm shampooing is for the smell.
Doesn't the smell come? It gets locked in by the conditioner.
No. You know what really made me mad as a kid, though? Because we used to have both, because my mom fell for it, too.
Okay.
But what really made me mad is when the conditioner smelled different than the shampoo, even though they were like a couple.
The matching pair, yeah.
Yeah, but they smelled different. What's the point of having a smelling shampoo, yet having a conditioner to smell different?
Well.
You're just going to end up smelling like the last one. So you get, what, a minute while shampooing of the one smell?
True.
And then you move to the secondary smell?
You get a hint.
I'm telling you. They're just getting you. That's how they're getting you.
They are getting you.
Oh, they're getting you. All right.
They're not getting you. It's good for your hair.
It's just like the acne fighters. Oh, did they ever get you?
The acne?
Oh, yeah.
The skin?
Yes. The acne? Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes, because as soon as you put something on, you think it's working because it's all in your head. And then 3 days later, you're like, look, my pimple's gone. Had you not touched it, 3 days later, your pimple would have been gone.
Maybe.
That's how they get you. But you're spending $20, $30, $40 on this cream to rub on it thinking, all right. There's a little peace of mind. Nothing's happening.
You might be onto something.
Of course I am. They're getting you. I've always said the best people to take advantage of those are in the beauty industry. That's what I would do.
So we're all suckers in the bathroom if we spend more than 30 seconds in there, huh?
Why
brush our teeth, I guess?
No, right? No. Don't be like that.
Is mouthwash for suckers?
Yes.
Why not?
Are you kidding me?
It is not.
Absolutely. Take some vodka and swish it around. It's the same
thing.
That's
more expensive.
I'm just telling you, honestly, if you want to make money, and listen, kids, if you're sitting around right now listening to the radio,
it's lesson time from Dylan.
If you're 7 or 8 years old thinking, you know what, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, take advantage of people's vanity. 1,000% you'll become rich.
Yeah. No, it's so true.
Absolutely. And then you get a couple influencers to say it worked for them, give it to them for free. They say, oh, it worked. It's wonderful. Next thing you know, boom, you're Kylie Jenner.
You get them, Dylan.
Yeah.
You have no hair.
Right? Because I was conditioning it for years. Fell out. That's what happened.
People with long hair need conditioner. It detangles. It's softer. It doesn't it's more manageable.
That's like when they start offering the no-tear shampoo. It's just ridiculous. The whole industry is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Dale with being clean, huh?
It's not about being clean. That's not
just
what
just jump in the river and
on.
Rub rocks on your body for a little while. You'll be clean.
Bet you'd be better off.
Good natural exfoliant.
Absolutely.
God, right?
Oh, dear God.
That should be better off. Look at this. My grandfather washed his hair with a bar of soap, and he had very thick hair. Wish my mom would have told me that. Old baldy here. Not much I can do. Nothing.
Why don't you start rubbing bar of soap on your hair and head now and see if the hair grows back.
May as well. I'll give it a shot. Absolutely. I'll try it.
All right. Whose side are you on that one? 917-917. Get out of here.
No.
Dylan's onto something.
You don't think after this many years of selling shampoo and conditioner, there wouldn't have been some sort of undercover expose of the shampoo and conditioner industry being a fraud?
There probably is if you look it up. No one's looking it up because everyone's like, I don't know, 2-for-1, need to do this, both of them. We're all just lemmings.
It's just a bunch of sheep, hey, Dylan?
That's what it is.
Yeah, sheep with very thick, tangled wool fur. We need our conditioner to straighten it all out.
And you, out of all people, what are you using conditioner for?
Because I like my hair soft.
Get out of here. Done with this.
Good one.
Done with this conversation.
Okay, there we go.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on KISS.
Get that screenshot you took of the dating app.
Oh, wild.
Take us on the latest adventure of how low dating apps have gone.
Okay, no problem.
The standards we set are just sinking lower and lower to find love.
I feel so bad. I don't even know why I'm on it. Like, I just swipe. I don't even.
Are you having any luck with it?
No.
When's the last person that you've communicated with or set up a visit with?
Her name's Kate.
Okay.
You might remember her from such times as I couldn't get over it.
She ghosted you, yes.
Yeah. I was just scrolling through, as I do from time to time, and I'm not going to say this person's name, but I just, this is when I realized that, guys, we have a problem here in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should all take a step back from the dating apps.
Okay.
Because when Dee, she posted up, she had just joined, and... I can't even imagine how dejected she is.
What app is this?
That you're using? This is on Hinge.
Okay.
And so, like, normally they have like some little thought starters, like things you want to do, things that make you happy, and you'd fill it in or whatever, right?
Right. Like, so, a little survey or a form, just so you get to know the person. Yeah.
So one of the common ones is something that's non-negotiable for me.
Okay.
And then they get a fill in.
Oh, this
what
is her
it
answer,
is,
right? What mm-hmm. Like, what would yours be? A non-negotiable.
A non-negotiable would be, I don't know, jigsaw puzzles.
Right.
They can't like jigsaw puzzles.
No, I can't have those in my house. Never. You like doing a puzzle. We're not together. That's it. Maybe that's why I'm single. It's hard to say. But so D, I was like, I felt so bad for her over the weekend. I almost just want to set her up. Like, okay. I really would love to, because D says something that's non-negotiable for me is regular showers.
Oh,
that's
man.
How low her bar is set. She's not looking for anything special. She's not looking for someone that's a miracle. She's not looking for someone with deep pockets. She's not looking for someone that's thoughtful, sweet, kind, nice.
Yeah.
Just someone that regularly showers.
Just bathes themselves.
But think about this for a second.
Mm-hmm.
She is putting this on the dating app as if this has been a problem.
Which
time
means she's
and time
run into
again.
Guys that don't take regular showers.
And that's it. She's just thrown her hands up in the air and says, you know what? That's it. That's
I'll take
all
anything
I want.
At this point. Just make sure you're clean when we date.
God, I felt bad for her. When I saw that, I said, oh, D, you just, I almost wanted to match with her just to say, you need to get off.
Yeah.
You need some you time. Just take a little you time. If regular showers is the bar, that's where you're looking for.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt so bad. But this is what it's come to, guys. Dating in 2021. Just regular showers.
It's just this endless rage about how impossible it is to find somebody, and everybody's just not into what they say they're into when you go through them, right?
Yeah. Well, I imagine she is into regular showers.
That's it.
And that's
her only standard now. All the other standards have just dried up and fallen off.
That was it. That
she was asking
thing.
For too much before.
I suppose. Yeah, honesty isn't even on there.
Right.
Integrity.
Just regular
kindness.
Showers.
That's it. So,
wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
If you are someone who regular showers and looking to date, mm-hmm. there's a girl out there
you
for
might
you.
Want to get on Hinge.
Right?
Robbie, are you on or off online dating right
I'm
now?
Off.
You're off?
Yeah.
Were you just swearing off it for a little while,
it's
finding
just,
some time for
good.
Yourself?
It's not good for the mental health. It's just, I had to get off.
You're off. And Dylan, you're on it, but not really actively pursuing anything?
No, because I'm not ready to
It's date. More entertainment, okay. Hey? That's what I found myself on there. I was just like, I just wanted to be, I was single, so I figured I may as well be on an app to put myself out there, but it wasn't doing me any good
mm-hmm.
being on these apps. It's not real life.
Well, do you shower regularly?
Yes.
Because there might be a match for you.
I see
there
that.
There is. That's all you need. It's wow. one little thing, Robbie.
That's
it's
all
a
it
shower.
Takes.
That's how sad it's gotten.
Mm-hmm.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Weekday mornings on KISS 91.7.
Hi, Trevor.
Good morning.
You know I love good twin talk, Dylan.
Oh, yeah. It's your favorite thing.
Try and follow
so
along.
Confused.
Twins can get a little confusing, but sometimes it's good, right? Like Adam we just spoke with, right? He found out that his long-lost cousin that he didn't know about turned out to be a guy he worked with and he was friends with for years.
Right.
Turned out to be his cousin. Cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
My friend Sharon is found out she has a whole new family. She found it out last night. Just, mm-hmm. Hey, you got a new family. Cool.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Listen to Trevor.
Okay.
What do you have, Trevor?
Well, my sister-in-law, she has twin brothers, and then one day she got a call from a lady who had done Ancestry.com and said, I think we might be half-sisters, which really kind of freaked her out because she had no idea, right? She grew up with her whole family and everything. And then she found out that not only did she have a half-sister, but that sister was also a twin. So she had twin brothers in her regular family. And look then found out she had twin sisters with a side family.
Dylan! Yeah. You see that plastic in front of us that's separating us? This plexiglass that's been there for a year? Mm-hmm. Right? That's my brain film all over it because my head just exploded.
That's pretty big.
You mean to tell... you said it was your mom? Your mom has two twin brothers.
No, my sister-in-law.
Your sister-in-law has two twin brothers and two twin half-sisters.
That she didn't know about. Yeah,
I guess I retired. There it is.
Father was a real twin.
His life is made.
That's it. That's the show is complete.
That's what you've been waiting for?
I've been waiting for twins with twins for so long.
But are they twins with twins?
Well, there's a bunch of twins.
I don't think they're twins with twins.
Wait, hold on. Identical twins or fraternal twins, Trevor?
The both sets are identical.
Never been more excited.
I don't know why you're so excited.
That's amazing.
Why?
Yeah, it's wild, but now she hangs out with them. They have dinner parties. They see each other all the time. And I kind of fortunately, her mother has passed away, so she never got to know that her husband had an affair and had a second family.
Well, that's right. A good thing.
Well, I guess the extra twins might give it away, too, though. That's a tough gene to hide.
Right?
All the kids are excited because, there's just more, they don't care about that kind of stuff.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
All right.
There you go. Thanks, Trevor. Have a good morning.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. You too.
Appreciate you sharing. By the way, if you want to get involved with Ancestry, you don't send a vial of blood. You send a vial of spit in the mail.
Oh, I can spit in a bag.
Yes, you could, Dylan.
I don't want to give blood, but now I'm interested.
You see, that twin story wasn't amazing
to
you.
Maybe I didn't hear it properly.
His sister-in-law.
Yes.
Don't worry about that part, right? Just a woman.
Okay.
Has twin brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
Then she found out she had a sister from a different, a little sleeping around. And not just a sister, but a twin sister.
And it wasn't her twin.
Yeah.
It's her twin.
It's her half-sister.
But she,
her half-sister has a twin sister. She's got two half-sisters and they're twins.
Yeah, but that's really nothing.
She's got two twin sisters and two twin brothers.
I'm not that impressed.
Robbie,
I mean, it's something.
It's barely something.
Okay, no, here we go. That twin story. That's all you got to do.
Well, that's hard to do. I didn't find it that... It was average. You're talking about retiring, which got me all excited. I thought we were done work for our life.
We finally done it.
But then I don't know. I wasn't that impressed.
Call now. One word answer. About? Let's see. Was it Or was it, she has two twin brothers. She gets contacted by a sister she didn't know she had, who is also a twin sister.
Which would make sense.
Two sets of twins.
No. Twins run in the family.
It's incredible.
Her siblings, she has four siblings.
And they're all twins. It's amazing, Dylan.
That's really kind of impressive.
It is kind of cool.
Thanks, Robbie.
Barely cool.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Meh or Yeah, she liked it. You see that?
But she was into it?
All right. Thank you very much.
It's a good story. I mean, I didn't say it was a bad story. I'm just not impressed.
Damn it. We're in a bit of a cold streak here with the phone calls.
This sunrise, though, guys, the colors, the depth.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable this morning.
It's a beaut.
Okay, so what else?
Now we go. Where we got here? Hi, Kiss. Good morning.
What was the good one?
Meh. Or yeah.
Yeah.
She liked it.
You liked that story?
That's a good story, Dylan. Okay, here, now they're coming in. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Meh. Or eh.
I have a set of twins.
Yeah. See? It's a fun story. Twins are super cool. Thank you.
Right.
Love you.
It didn't blow me away. I'm allowed to not,
I guess. Another one, Dylan. We're looking for a clean sweep here, man.
Took you long enough.
We'll go with that. How's that sound?
You got the win.
Did we get the win?
Take it and run.
All right. Well, last one. Let's make it official. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You're excellent. Meh or
eh?
Yeah, that's it.
I just don't know why that's a big deal.
The Pepper and Dylan Show on Kiss 91.7.
Now, Adam's here. We were talking about my friend, my good friend Sharon. Dylan, you know Sharon. Robbie, you know Sharon. She's loud, obnoxious, but for some reason I love her. She just found out, not even 12 hours ago, that she has an entire family she knew nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
Siblings, just everything. She just found out.
It's crazy.
Just yesterday on Facebook.
Whole new family.
Yes. And now Adam found out this. So this is an interesting story. Adam was telling me off the air before we get ready for the foreplay. So let me see if I have all of it straight, Adam.
Okay.
Your mom's at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Where's she shop? Hang on.
This is back in Cape Breton, so it was our local co-op.
Old Cape Breton co-op. Okay.
Love a co-op.
So your mom's going up and down the aisles of the grocery store. She runs into a woman.
254381, that's my parents' co-op number.
Co-op number, okay.
So you know, good to know.
Runs into a woman, and the woman says, basically, hey, I hooked up with your brother a long time ago, and I have a child.
Okay.
Which means Adam just finds out right there on the spot, he's got a cousin he knew nothing about. Or I guess a half-cousin, mm-hmm. something like that. A cousin he knew nothing about. So he decides, well, I'd like to meet this cousin. Correct me if I get any of this wrong, okay, Adam?
So far, so good.
All right, so he goes online, and this is back in the old MSN days.
Yeah, ICQ.
Okay, so he's up on MSN, ICQ. He's searching for his cousin that he heard about from his mom's trip to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds his cousin, correct?
Yep.
And you know it's your cousin. You find out right away. You're like, oh, hey, I know this guy. This is my cousin.
Yeah.
Okay. And then hit him with the punchline. What ended up happening with your cousin? It's crazy.
So what had happened was, you know, we had both grown up in the same city, but I had moved to try to wrap this all up here. I'd done some of my growing up in Sydney, Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom is from the Shinnecamp area. So we had moved there during my teen years. And that's when we, you know, found out about old cousin Georgie.
Mm-hmm.
So then we had realized that we had both worked for the same senior men's baseball team as ball boys. And we're friends during that time, and we had no idea we were first cousins.
Look at that!
Oh, you were a friend with your cousin before you knew your cousin was your cousin.
They were colleagues and friends.
That's pretty amazing.
What are the odds of that happening?
Yeah.
That would be like us finding out we're cousins, Dylan.
Would you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine if we found that out today? How do we find that out?
Ancestry.com. I think that's you have to send them your blood or something. Okay. I don't know. It's a weird thing to send in the mail. I don't know.
I think it's just a swap.
That. Is that what it is? Okay.
It's a cheek swap.
So are you guys still in touch?
Oh, yeah. We're best friends. He stood for me in my wedding, and like the whole family embraced him like he was, you know, one of ours. And his biological father has since passed away, but, you know, he's still, actually, he's my, I've got twins at home. He's one of their godfathers. That's I can't remember nice. Which one, but yeah we're best friends.
You mean he's only godfather of one of them?
Yeah, and then my brother-in-law is the godfather of the other one.
So if something happens to you, you're splitting up your twins?
I don't know. Like,
it's a good idea.
Is it?
You don't want to overwhelm one person with twins.
That's a lot to take on.
We've written up the will. One of the godmothers is going to take both of them. So.
Oh, so the godfathers are just for show. It's like how Dylan, you're the godfather of Sean's baby. He doesn't want you anywhere near that thing.
Met him twice.
Okay, very good. All right.
Pepper and Dylan. Kiss 91.7.